Turn with me now to the reading of God's Word from 1 Timothy 4, 12 and 15 and 16. And I remind you that this is the eternally true, trustworthy, inerrant Word of the living God. He speaks to us this morning. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is the word of the Lord. Well, the cadets had their Pinewood Derby race yesterday, right? How did you guys do? Did anyone win? What? Oh, you're a winner? Okay. Well, wait, what did you win? Fastest in your division. Okay. Did you too? Yeah, but you're just being humble. I'm surprised you got the black star. I mean, or maybe we need to take it back. Did anyone get best car? No, not here, huh? Okay. Did anybody get the turtle award? I hear you got the turtle award? No. You came in second to last. Oh, man. That's the worst. Oh. Well, it sounds great. Good job. Keep it up. Thank you guys, all of you, for sharing, participating, leading this morning. I want to talk to you about the theme verse for cadets this year. You've been talking about it, about leading the way by setting an example, and you took this verse from 1 Timothy chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul tells us how to do that. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to a young man named Timothy. Now, he was probably around 30 years old or so, but in those days, that was considered young. You didn't really get much credit or attention until after 40. Now, the Apostle Paul was encouraging Timothy to set a good example for believers and unbelievers. Now, I want to start out here by saying that these verses don't just apply to spiritual leaders, they definitely do that, but they apply to every Christian. It applies to husbands and fathers, it applies to wives and mothers, it applies to brothers and sisters, it applies to bosses and managers, teachers, coaches, it applies to all. Now, it must be true for leaders, but it ought to be true for all of us. So I don't want anybody checking out here like I'm just talking to either leaders or just to the cadets. All of us are an example to someone. There's always somebody watching. There's always somebody who's looking up to us. At home or at school or church, out in the communities, someone is looking up to us. And also, of course, we're looking up to someone. And so, you can lead by setting an example. If you're 5 or 10 or 15, or if you're 25 or 50 or 80, you can be a follower of Jesus at any age, at home, at school, at church, at work. Now, Paul is saying that you should start at a really early age to be an example. At your age, you should start being an example to someone around you. Now, I want to be clear about one reason why you should not do this. There's just one. Don't do it to earn your salvation or to earn God's grace or God's favor towards us. You don't do this to earn your way into heaven. We are not saved by our works or by being good or doing good or trying harder than everybody else. Only Jesus can save us. Only the grace of God through faith can save us. Only through believing in Jesus. So if we say that we believe in Jesus, if we say that we have faith, but our actions are completely opposite, they're not like Jesus, well, what's up with that then? Well, we're liars. We're hypocrites. It's like an apple tree. If a tree says it's an apple tree, but it never has any apples, what's the tree doing? It's lying. It's not an apple tree. If we say we're following Jesus, but our actions aren't like Jesus, we're deceiving ourselves and we're deceiving others. Our actions don't save us, but they show that we are saved. They're the fruit. Our actions show we're becoming who we already are in Christ. You've been saved by grace, so what Paul's saying is, act that way. Our faith bears fruit, no matter what age we are. Now, the question is, what kind of fruit are you going to be? What kind of fruit are you going to have? Good or bad? So, I'm remembering, I wanted to say something to like the teens here, the older ones, the 20s, those of you. I want you to hear one thing that Paul's saying here. He's saying that even at your age, you can be a model of Christian maturity. So don't surrender to other people's expectations and don't give them any reason to look down on you because of your behavior. The best way to win respect is not asking for it, not demanding it, but acting in a way that wins respect. So, to all, set an example. Surprise people by your example. Be one of those people, especially all of you in this younger range that I'm talking about, be one of those people where they say, he's mature beyond his years. Your youth should be no excuse for ungodliness or spiritual immaturity. So, we're talking here today, now, God calling us to set an example in godly character and maturity. Now notice, Paul lists five parts of godly character. You've read them, you've recited them. Speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. So let's look at these five. Let's start with the speech. Lead the way by setting an example in what you say, in what comes out of your mouth. All right? Do words come out of your mouth that shouldn't? Maybe, once in a while. Sometimes. Are you careful with your words? Do you talk too much? Are your words kind to others? Do you tell the truth? If someone says something mean to you, do you say something mean back? Or do you think of something that you can say that's good, that's helpful? You notice something and you are kind. Now, in the cadet litany this morning, we said, keep your mouth free from perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. And Paul says this in Ephesians 4. He says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Or in Colossians 3:8, he says, put away anger and wrath and malice and slander and obscene talk from your mouth. You remember in the Old Testament there was a boy named Samuel, and he was young when he started to serve the Lord in the temple. And he began to speak the words of the Lord, and God was pleased with what came out of his mouth. There's a good example. Let me give you a bad example. I don't know if you know this story in the Old Testament. There was a group of boys, kind of like you guys. It said there were 42 of them. There were 42 of these boys, and they started making fun of the prophet Elisha. They started mocking him. Their words were bad. And actually, the word for it is they were blaspheming God, really, because they were saying these words to this holy prophet. And God punished them severely for what was coming out of their mouth. The words that come out of our mouths say something about our relationship with Jesus. And so, also, are the words that come out of our fingers. You know, nowadays, a lot of words come out of our fingers, right? When we're typing, texting, emailing, doing Facebook or whatever it is, wherever we're putting our words. Our words matter, and do our words set an example, and do they say what's in our heart? For out of the heart the mouth speaks, right? And especially, of course, remember the Ten Commandments that tell us to never take God's word, God's name, in vain. Don't say the word God or Jesus as a curse. Now, I know that it's hard to watch your tongue, hard to guard your tongue. Ask Jesus for help in this. And when your tongue sins, ask Him for forgiveness in this. And to ask Him to help you to show that you're following Jesus by your words. Well, that's the speech. Let's look at the conduct. Lead the way by setting an example in the way you act and behave at home, at school, at church, in the neighborhood, with your friends. Again, in the Cadet Litany, we read, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. That's the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing it is from the Lord that you receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord. Now, when should you do this? Always. And where should you do this? Everywhere. And why? Because someone is watching. You're setting an example. You're leading the way. So I don't know if this happens with you, but if some kids are doing something wrong, let's say at school or around the neighborhood, if someone's doing something wrong, do you join with them in what they're doing? Or if somebody's bullying somebody or picking on somebody, do you join them or do you stand up for the one who's being picked on? Which way do you go with that? Do you return evil for evil? If your brother or your sister's bothering you, do you push them down? Or if your parents ask you to do something, do you do it? If your boss tells you to do something, do you grumble and complain? There are many who say they believe in Jesus, but they live just like everybody else in the world. Do your actions match what you say you believe? Do they match Jesus' actions? Set an example. On the playground, at the soccer game, on the road, at the grocery. Set an example at church. Be present. Be engaged. Be willing to serve, to help, to contribute. Lead the way. Set an example. Remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, there was those three young men. They might have been teenagers. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you remember the king was forcing everybody to bow down to this golden idol, this image. And these three refused to do it. And what happened? They were told, if you don't bow down, you're going to get thrown in this fiery furnace. Well, they did the right thing regardless of what it might cost them. Or remember that little boy in the New Testament with Jesus. There was about 5,000 people there with Jesus and they were hungry. And this little boy had his lunch, you know, some bread, some fish, and he gave it to Jesus. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know how this is going to help, but it's a little bit. I'm glad to help. He sacrificed. He was selfless in serving others. How can you show kindness? Are you helpful to mom and dad when they need help or to a brother or sister? Set an example in doing the right thing and making good choices. I know this is a lot to absorb, but I hope that you're taking this to heart. Let's look at the third one. Where are we? Love. Lead the way by setting an example in love. Now, love is the defining trait of a Christian. Jesus said, you will know them by their love, that you will know my disciples by their love. In 1 John 4, 7 and 8, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Let all that you do be done in love. Now, why does love matter so much to God? Because love is at the center of everything that God does and that God has done for us. Now, maybe you've heard this before, but what is love? Is love just a feeling? Way more than that. You can love without the feeling or the emotion. Love is something that shows itself by actions. So the ultimate measure of love is not how you feel for others, but what you do for them. Putting others first, ahead of yourself, thinking about what's good or best, and thinking more about them than about yourself. Now, I know that loving can be hard. Just ask anyone here who's been around a while. And it's hard because of our sin and because of the sins of others. How do you be kind to someone who isn't? Jesus said in Luke 6:27 that we should love our enemies, to do good to those who hate you, to bless those who curse you, to pray for those who abuse you. There's a story in the New Testament where this happened, where there was a man walking down a road and he saw someone who was beat up in the ditch. Now, he was a Samaritan and this was a Jew, and they didn't get along. They didn't like each other. But the Samaritan saw this Jew in the ditch and he stopped and he helped him and he cared for him and he spent some money to get him a place to stay. Do you see a need and do you help meet it? Pastor Zach has been preaching on the book of Ruth here. He's going to be doing that again next week. And he's talking about Ruth, who loved her mother-in-law, Naomi, and Ruth loved her through her loyalty to her and through her sacrifice for her, her care for her. I think also of Daniel in the Old Testament. He showed his love and his loyalty to God by not compromising his beliefs. So here's examples of how to lead the way by setting an example with our actions to show that we love Jesus. Now let's look at the fourth one, faith. Lead the way by setting an example in your faith, in your trust in God. And in the Cadet Litany, we said, showing our Christian faith by living by faith and not by sight. Living with your confidence in God. Not in people, not in circumstances, but in God. Now let me ask you, do you ever get nervous or worried or anxious about something at home or at school or on the job or worried about a test or an interview or a doctor's appointment or something that you have to do that's hard? You all are getting the drift here, right? I'm kind of mixing up young people and old people here to keep you all here. How does this apply? The Bible, what does the Bible say? Not to worry, not to be anxious about anything, but to pray about everything. Living by faith means that I take my worries to God. And I do this a lot, and pray about them, and trust Him to help me through them. Faith is believing in Jesus and trusting God no matter what, even when it's hard. There's a story in the New Testament of these four men. They were carrying a man who was paralyzed. They were like on a board or something. They were carrying him, and in faith, they believed that Jesus could heal him, but they couldn't get him to Jesus. And you remember what they did? They went up on the, what'd they do? That's exactly right. They cut a hole. Can you imagine if all of a sudden these tiles started falling apart and falling down and they started lowering? I think, of course, we'd wonder where our security team was in the whole deal, but fortunately they didn't have a security team in these days. And these guys went up on the roof and lowered him down in front of Jesus. And Jesus said, it says here that when Jesus saw their faith, He's like, wow, this is faith. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, and healed him. Show your faith. Wear your faith on your sleeve that others can see it, that they can see your progress, as Paul says here, that you are growing in your faith. And when you lack faith or that you have unbelief, well, confess that. And ask God to help you to increase it. Your faith is like a muscle, and it grows stronger when you use it and when you build it up by reading your Bible and by praying and by worshiping God. You can't be strong in your faith without the Bible and without prayer. When you wake up in the morning, even before you get out of bed, say a prayer. Lord, give me faith for this day and the love to show to others. When you go to sleep, pray the same thing. I noticed there are several examples of young people in the Bible who acted in ways that showed their faith, that they showed that they loved God and were honoring God. You remember young David in front of Goliath? Now, he was the 8th son of Jesse, so he was the youngest son of all of his brothers. He had faith in front of Goliath. He says, how dare you defy the living God? He had faith. I think of young Esther, who risked her life for the sake of her people before the king. I think of young Mary, humbly accepting God's will for her life by faith. Of course, then there's that example of Peter. You remember Peter, Jesus was walking on the water and coming toward the boat, and Peter sees him, and Peter says, Lord, let me come to you. And Jesus, okay. And what did Peter do? He got out of the boat, and he started walking on the water, right? And then what happened? Well, not quite, but close. He started to sink. And he was going down, and Jesus, help me. Yeah, otherwise he would have drowned, except Jesus saved him. Jesus lifted him back up. So there's an example of he started out with faith, and then he looked around at the waves, and he got scared, and then his faith got weak, so he started to sink. But Peter learned from that experience, and later on we see that he was a man of great faith. Would do anything for Jesus and died for Jesus. Set an example by not worrying or being anxious or but by having faith and trusting in Jesus. Now let's look at the last one. Purity. Lead the way by setting an example in purity. This means both moral kind of purity and spiritual integrity. The litany you read said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So purity means to have moral character. Morals are the rights and wrongs of life, to know what is right and to know what is wrong. Now, it used to be more clear what was right and wrong in our world, but nowadays that's getting kind of blurred, and it's not so clear to everybody. So here's the question. Do you have low expectations or high expectations for yourself? And if you think about our world and our culture, what do you think the world that we live in expects of you? What do all the TV shows and the movies and the sitcoms and all that music that you listen to or probably shouldn't listen to, but what does all of that expect from you? Does it expect you to set an example in purity? Not so much. In the face of such low expectations, the Bible calls us to the highest of expectations. And so purity here means to keep your mind and your heart and your body away from those things that cause us to sin. Protect your mind and your body. Keep your mind and your body clean with the things of God. So an example of keeping your mind pure and clean is in Philippians 4:8. Paul says, whatever is pure, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, whatever is excellent, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about what you think about. And think about keeping your thoughts pure. And with regard to the body, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. Now, there's a powerful example of this in the Old Testament when Joseph was in a bad situation where he was being tempted to sin against God. But it says there that he feared God more than whatever might happen to him. And indeed, it cost him. But he kept his purity, even though it meant that he ended up in jail. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, I said, and Timothy is living in the town of Ephesus, which is in, today it's where, in Turkey. And what we know about Ephesus is, it was one of the worst cities in the world, morally and spiritually, and with regard to spiritually. It was filled with immorality and idolatry. There was a huge temple built there to the goddess of immorality. But it's not so different from our world. Paul urged Timothy, even while he's living in that immoral city, to set an example for purity. Set an example. Keep your hands and hearts and minds pure. Look away from anything that you shouldn't see. Look away. Flee from evil. Remember, the Holy Spirit dwells within all believers in Jesus and helps them and enables them to flee from sin and from evil and to set an example. So, does God ask you to do something that you can't do? No, He never does that. He gives us His Holy Spirit to help us to do what He calls us to do. And it is the Holy Spirit's delight, His joy. What's the word Micah likes? Cheerful. The Holy Spirit cheerfully delights to help us walk in these ways and set an example. And for 2 Corinthians 3:5, Paul says, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves. Our adequacy is from God. It is God who cares about who we are more than what we say we are. So, as I said at the beginning, someone is watching. Someone is always watching. Whether you're 5 or 20 or 50, someone is watching. And someone may be watching who doesn't know Jesus, and they're looking at you to see what Jesus is like. And they're going to decide what they think about Jesus by looking at you. So lead the way. Set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Show them Jesus in you. All right? Amen. Let's pray. Holy Father, as the Apostle Paul said, Lord, who is sufficient for these things or worthy of these things? We know that apart from you, we can do nothing. But through you and by you, all things are possible. So send your Holy Spirit, I pray, upon these young men and upon all of us, Lord, and fulfill your purposes for us as you build your church for your glory. Your kingdom come, your will be done. For the sake of Jesus, and in His name we ask it. Amen.